This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Good morning, comfort killers. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Another beautiful Thursday, another beautiful episode on the Get Uncomfortable podcast. I'm going to ask that you like, share, and leave feedback on iTunes. If iTunes your player, leave me some feedback. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me see what you're doing. Remember, sharing is caring, and if you found value in this, I'm sure others will too, others in your network. Let's make it happen. Let's get right into it. Lately, I've been identifying all the things that held me back during my life. All of them my fault, but I cannot take credit simply because it's the responsible thing to do. Schools, traditional thinking, and conventional wisdom has a part to play. My parents made sure I went to the best school money could buy. I went to a Catholic school 40 minutes away from where I lived. Why? Because the education was better. I do agree. And it felt great to say I had to take a test and pass the test to get in admission to this elite school. But I wasn't doing great at all there, right? School was just not my thing. Nursing school was just not my thing. When I realized that I was working backwards against who I was and what my purpose was, even though I didn't know exactly what my purpose was, okay, things were difficult. When I started a clothing brand, I kept trying to infuse it with purpose. The tagline was, quality is not an accident. I infused the company with a content-driven blog based around my journey into building that company. I romanticized with the company and it was a struggle. I was only there to learn though. I wasn't in that space to win. I understand that now. All my previous ventures hit a peak state earlier. I struggled. I was in the dirt longer than I wanted to be. I never understood why I couldn't get any traction. I never felt more uneasy about business than when I created these other businesses. Now, the part that was me 100% was my determination, passion, action, attitude, hustle. I didn't have any. Number one, conventional wisdom told me that it cannot be done, that I needed a college degree, perhaps an MBA or better, right? I needed to go to school, get good grades, turn those good grades into a nice paying job. I needed to start a family in my 20s and then buy a house. Go on vacations and shop at Walmart. Here's the thing. I never wanted kids right away. I either quit or was fired from most of my jobs. I hated working for other people. I really was a sucky employee in my 20s. I'd rather play music and hang out with my friends. There was no place for me at this period in my life. I wasn't serious about anything. Number two, outdated theories. When I finally was interested in learning more about me, getting better, I decided to really focus on my skill set. I was living in my mom's basement and slept half of the days. I picked up Think and Grow Rich. I started reading this book. It was eye-opening. I started to write all these things down in my notepad. Things like goals, how much I wanted to make, business that I wanted to commit to. I wrote that purpose down. Then I took no action to get them. I listened to the greats, learned from them a great deal, but still no action. There wasn't anything out there that I was listening to that said, Stacey, you're not winning because you're not taking action. Instead, they said, think about it. Think. Number three, counterproductivity. My mind was not in sync with my actions. Again, my fault. Totally my error in my doing. I woke up late, wrote shit down in my journal that meant nothing. I didn't do anything that I wrote. This was huge. I have to take a step back to kind of get this into perspective and into context. Counterproductivity. See, I was such a great writer, but I wasn't a great doer. Okay? If I pull up one of my journals from that period of my life, I would literally see all these grand schemes, like, you know, the dream and the imagination was there, not gonna lie, but the work ethic was not. Number four, location. This is huge. If there's one thing I know now that I didn't know then, it is to move with opportunity. Your location and environment may be what is holding you back. In Jersey, no matter how people call it nostalgic, I walked outside and was met with a corner store with tons of corner stores selling Lucy cigarettes. Lucy cigarettes is when you have 50 cents and you go and buy a cigarette. That's some real hood shit. That's some real, you know, you only have 50 cents. And where are you getting this 50 cents from? Your piggy bank. Loose change in the couch. You go get your cigarette. Can't afford a pack, but you get Lucy's. The Chinese store selling greasy egg rolls and big ass chicken wings with the feathers still attached. Liquor stores everywhere. Fast food everywhere. The library in my town was always under construction and smelled like mildew in there. More police than anything everywhere. Like totally in trap mode. People hanging outside, bored. 99 cent stores everywhere. I remember moving from Garden Apartments in Jersey with Siobhan to Garden Apartments in Delaware with Siobhan. It was all we knew. We actually went right back into the comforting arms of the middle class location we knew. It was so funny to us. Even after we looked at other places, we settled on these apartment buildings where people were like zombies walking outside. No one said hello. Kids in the hallways. Nothing to inspire us. It was bad. Location, your environment needs to change. We purposely did that. Action was everything. Number five, scams, pyramids, and get-rich-quick schemes. Shortcuts been around since the beginning. Pyramids been around since pyramids. This is nothing new. There is a new way of pushing it through, though. Instead of late-night infomercials about, let's say, a rag. You ever seen those infomercials? It was like one of the church ones, right? And they said, oh, I buy this cloth, okay? Buy this holy water and buy this cloth, and then checks will appear out of nowhere in the mail. And then they would have people say, I just bought the cloth last week, and I opened my mailbox and I was so surprised to see a $20,000 check. They never got into it of how they got that check. They never even got into it about anything else because it just really didn't exist. I wanted the quick way. That's how I ended up stuck in front of slot machines for almost 9 years. I wanted to find the easy way. Sit at home and make dollars holler, right? You want to just log on your computer, all of a sudden, checks are coming in the mail. You're really not selling anything. You're just there, right? And you're just in space. I bought into this concept. Provide nothing to the universe, but want everything in return. This is the lottery mindset. But here's the key. Here's what a lot of people don't know. Or maybe they do know, but they still have the mindset. 70% of people who win a lottery or get a big windfall actually end up broke in a few years, according to the National Endowment for Financial Education. That is a tough pill to swallow. 70% didn't know how to control, create, protect, and multiply finances before, and now they go broke after receiving it. They kick themselves in the foot, they break off a leg, they punch themselves in the face when they realize. Number six. Safety and security. This one ties hand in hand with location. You feel safe in a place that you know, among people that you know, and do the same things you do, eat at the same places, drive the same cars, and go to the same bars and club. I needed to stretch this 100 times. See, when I told my mother that I would be moving to the Philadelphia area, it wasn't met with positive reinforcement. It wasn't, do your best, Stacy. It was more like, you better know what you are doing, okay? Philadelphia is dangerous. Why do you have to move? See, in Jersey, I was a babysitter to my brother's kids. I was also a driver for them to and fro school. She was already thinking about them and who would pick them up from school every day, babysit, drop them off, feed them. Who's going to do all of this? I told her that that was my brother's need to figure that out. He needed to figure that out because I would be gone, right? There are always mindset shifts that need to happen in order to succeed, in order to see things differently, be open to change and opportunity. For me, like it or not, seeds were planted in that dingy, dark, creepy crawler-filled basement. Seeds of success, abundance, and change. I'm sharing this with you, and I'm also sharing some intent. Do not be held back by these things. You need to understand that your potential is bigger than your comfort zone. That is why I created this brand in the first place. You need to move away, move out, move beyond, and do it with speed. Forget accuracy at this point. I'm not saying that you cannot become successful in your career by going to college. I'm just saying that if you don't want to, if you don't feel it, then you don't need to. But you gotta have some other thing going on. I'm saying that you are talented, gifted, and you have a purpose. I believe everyone here on planet Earth has a purpose. Some has figured it out. Some are still blocking it. Speaking of block, my instincts told me that there was more to obtain. Even back then. More people to meet, more relationships to nurture, and more life to live. I couldn't see it then because there were filters blocking these visions. Today, I want you to look at another city to live in. It doesn't matter that you don't have the money yet. Just look. Just show yourself what you could be having, right? What could you could have it all. Look at another industry. Get alive about something. Go work for someone else, you know? I want you to ultimately work for yourself, but I do realize that people are not ready to take that risk. And the reason that they're not ready to take that risk is because they haven't risked anything in the other areas of their life, right? They haven't went for it all. They haven't went all in yet in other areas of their life. Like, how could you take risks for business when you're scared to move? It just doesn't make sense. You're unable to go past the safety and security, conventional wisdom and traditional thinking. Push yourself outside your comfort zone. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to leave me on all the socials. I am Stacey A. Cross on pretty much everything, Twitter, Snapchat, LinkedIn. So I'm here, I'm standing in my studio right now, and I just wanted to give you guys a quick synopsis of what's happening in business. Yesterday, I was on the Power of Great podcast with Matt Crane. I paid in energy. You know, everyone that usually has me on their podcast are like, whoa, where's this explosive energy coming from? Like, how, you know, where does it come from? Like, how do you get it? You know, I have to energize it every day. Every day I wake up as hungry as the last day. How did I do that? Because I am not in motivation mode, man. No, you know, I'm highly self-motivated, but at this point, it has become discipline. It has become a habit to always have this energetic, this positive outlook, this I'm going to freaking hold today by the balls and I'm going to crush it. Okay. That's where it comes from. So I want you to check that out. Power of Great, Matt Crane, that podcast. And of course, I'll be on a few more. I already recorded them. But as you know, they batch. I need to start batching, right? So when I recorded it a month ago, that episode won't come out till 2-3 months later. So I will let you know when that comes up. If you haven't already, subscribe, please, to the mailing list. And you can find the link to subscribe or the little box that says email and name on the website, thecomfortkillers.com. That's T-H-E, comfortkillers.com, the comfortkillers.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am ready to go out there and crush another whole week. Enjoy your Thursday. Make sure that you are doing things your way. Make sure you're unapologetic. Make sure that you have a purpose backed by your actions, right? You know? So if you don't know your purpose, if you're struggling in this area, I'm always open to help develop that with you, not for you, with you. So you could kind of see due to, you know, things, you have passions, you have interests, right? Things that they're perennial. They never actually go away. They come back. You're like, man, why do I always end up back here, you know? So I could help develop that with you, develop some kind of strategy, but I'm all about speed. I'm about activity. I'm about action. That is what the Comfort Killers is. And I hope you enjoy your day. Matter of fact, I know you'll enjoy your day. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name.